Hey, don't mess with tobacco.
In 1910, the U.S. was producing 10 billion cigarettes a year. By 1930, we were up to 123 billion. What happened in between? Three things. A world war, dieting, and movies.
The triumph of marketing and sheer aggression is celebrated in the movie Thank You for Smoking.
Tobacco is winning the war. The war against our children.
Kind of funny, kind of not funny, but that's the movies. The war is over in the United States, and Big Tobacco has lost it, it seems, when CVS, the biggest drugstore in the country, announced that it plans to stop selling cigarettes in all 7,000 of its stores across the country. It was just one more big sign that thanks but no thanks is the public message about smoking these days. Stanton Glantz is Distinguished Professor of Tobacco Control at the University of California, San Francisco. He's on the line. Professor Glantz, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Professor, where do you think tobacco is headed in the U.S.? It seems to me it's going the road of alcohol and maybe even marijuana, where it's sequestered in very, very specialized locations, both for sale and use.
Oh, there's no question that that's happening. We're well on our way to meeting former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop's vision of a smoke-free society. For example, here in California, the adult smoking rate is down to about 11%. Kids are in single digits, and the people who are still smoking aren't even smoking every day. In fact, I think that if we were to really crank up the state's tobacco control program to where it used to be, we could essentially eliminate tobacco as a public health problem in 3 to 5 years. And I think if the Obama administration pursued similar policies, we could eliminate it in maybe 8 to 10 years in the whole country.
So then what does that mean in business terms if the business, the tobacco business, the Philip Morris's of the world, remain and make all of their money everywhere but the United States?
Well, there's no question that the tobacco companies are aggressively expanding overseas, and there's actually a large trade agreement the Obama administration's been aggressively pursuing called the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's going to help the tobacco companies in their overseas expansion and could even help them fight tobacco control regulations here in the United States. And I would hope that President Obama would take a lead from CVS and really unleash the FDA, let them ban menthol, let them start moving to aggressively regulate e-cigarettes, and that the states would restore funding to their tobacco control programs and get out there with the kind of aggressive media that we know works. You know, interestingly, though, when you're lead-in, the movies remain a huge problem. Movies are the major place that kids get media, pro-tobacco media exposure right now. And while it looked like the big studios were getting smoking out of their youth-rated films back in 2010, there's been a big rebound in recent years. And we've been working to get the movie smoking integrated into the rating system. And we think an R rating for smoking, which would get it out of the youth-rated films, would save about 1 million lives among current teenagers today.
Well, an indication that we are sort of all over the map, even given the CVS decision on where tobacco fits in the U.S. economy and culture and popular culture. We will continue to grow tobacco to sell to places overseas, even if we become a smoke-free society. Stanton Glantz, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Stanton Glantz is a medical professor at the University of California, San Francisco, where he specializes in tobacco control. Let's look for a moment at the tobacco industry's loyal, addicted market.
This is Rosie Martinez from Austin, Texas. I get my cigarettes at CVS or Walgreens because they have the cheapest prices. I recently started trying e-cigarettes, but have not converted 100% yet.
My name is Ben from Salem, Oregon. I rarely smoke, but when I do, I'll buy my cigarettes from a mini mart.
Diana says the writing has been on the wall for CVS for a while. Cigarette sales have been on the decline for years, she writes, and CVS, as well as many other retailers, have taken an ever-increasing hit in profit as a result. This is not altruism. It's basic common-sense business, but you can bet they will market the heck out of their goodwill for the public. I am a smoker, one of you in Austin, Texas writes. I get my cigarettes at Walgreens. If CVS's goal is to be known as a place which promotes health, are they going to take inventory of the many other products they sell that are not healthy? Are we on a slippery slope here? Do soda, beer, and candy get a new look? Probably not, but that's a good question there from Austin. And it's a question that the president has apparently thought about. President Obama, the ex-smoker, said in a statement yesterday, as one of the largest retailers and pharmacies in America, CVS Caremark sets a powerful example, and today's decision will help advance my administration's efforts to reduce tobacco-related deaths, cancer, and heart disease, as well as bring down health care costs, ultimately saving lives and protecting untold numbers of families from pain and heartbreak for years to come. Now we can all breathe a little easier and our families can live healthier. That's from Michelle Obama, who also praised the CVS decision. Bill Gates tweeted, "Thank you, CVS. You've made a bold move and set a great example." Billionaires love this move, apparently. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, who changed the smoking culture in New York, by the way, that CVS sets a new bar for all companies that market themselves as pharmacies and healthcare centers. If you're a smoker, where do you get your cigarettes? If you quit, when and how did you do it? From Oklahoma, I buy my tobacco from gas stations or smoke shops, but I mainly use e-cigarettes and enjoy the healthy alternative. My husband uses only e-cigarettes after 15 years of smoking and no longer has asthma or sleep apnea. You know, my own brother is in that category. Here's a good one. I get my organic American spirits from a locally owned convenience store. Can you tell I'm from Portland, Oregon? From Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm a 39-year-old smoker, been smoking since I was 13. Back then, one could buy a pack of smokes for $1.25. Now, almost $5 a pack, depending on where one lives. Could be as high as $7 or $8. I usually try to buy my cigarettes by the carton because it's cheaper. And normally, Murphy USA, the gas station at most Walmart stores, has the cheapest price on cartons. $38 in Louisiana, $50 in Arkansas. I'm in Indiana right now for work, so I will find out today how much they are here. Well, thanks for doing the legwork for us and drive safely out there. And here's where the CVS decision doesn't really matter.
Hi, this is Janelle from Sarasota. And as any true and honest diehard smoker will tell you, you've got to get them when you can, where you can, while you can.
This is Michael from San Antonio, Texas. When I was a smoker, I got my cigarettes at the gas station, like any other irresponsible person that smoked in the first place. I never bought my cigarettes from a pharmacy. That would have been less expensive and less convenient. I also, the way that I quit was the only way that I've ever been able to quit anything, and that's by actually deciding to do it, and that was cold turkey for me.
This is Jennifer from Virginia, and I quit smoking in March 2010. I had my wisdom teeth removed, and the doctor told me that smoking would prolong the healing process. So I obeyed doctor's orders, and I haven't smoked since.
Some more quitting stories. Here's one of you in Hawaii. 5 years ago, my wife and I decided we were ready to be parents. We were told that if we wanted to increase the chances of conception, we needed to make some lifestyle changes, amongst them diet and exercise. I was also told that nicotine inhibited the mobility of sperm, so I quit smoking. Been thinking about it for a few years anyway, so that's what I did. Cold turkey. I had tried before, so I knew what I was in for. So it made it easier. Now, 4 years later, I wouldn't trade one day of my daughter's 4 years for a single cigarette. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can weigh in at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Coming up, the Olympic Winter Games kick off tomorrow. We'll be giving you a guide to the city of Sochi, and we'll listen to some of the music of Russia. That's in just a moment.